This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We get to all the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, which, man, three guests today. That's going to be a new Jones and Keefe record.
I think even on a Patriots Monday, did we ever have three guests?
No. Oh, no, yes. One day we did. Remember when we were at Gillette, we had two in person, one on the phone.
Good point.
But that was like a unique situation.
We had Gonzo and Henry in person. They were phenomenal.
We had Field Yates talking draft. We had Rob Bradford talking baseball, and we had Pure Hoops with Terp.
Wow.
What a day.
What a day.
Good luck Friday trying to top that one. No, that was good. You can check out the Odyssey app for all those.
Although, we do have a mystery guest tomorrow.
Ooh, really?
Right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, you're the one who booked it.
Yeah, we booked it. Yeah. That's your idea. I'm like, huh? I'm living in the moment. I'm not thinking too far ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, that's a long tease for you.
Yeah. It's Jason Rossi. So we have the Red Sox have a day off, Jones. A much needed day off after back-to-back wins. Break up this Red Sox team. They are 10-10. So tomorrow night, they will open up a 4-game series with the White Sox, followed by 3 games with Seattle. So a 7-game homestand. What does their record need to be on that homestand?
They got to take at least 3 against the White Sox.
Yes.
So start right there.
Yep.
And then say you take 2 out of the next 3, they got to win 5.
Bare minimum. 5-2. I'm with you. 5-2.
I'm very focused on just the Chicago series specifically. They barely had a winning record against Chicago a year ago.
Yeah.
They have already dropped 2 out of 3 so far against the White Sox. Mm-hmm. So to me, it has to at least be 3 out of 4. I would love a sweep. We'd all love a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
If you're turning a corner. Maybe you did. Cora called him out earlier this week. So maybe you did. But if you turn around and split against this crappy team, then nothing's changed. So I'm going to be watching this series close.
I agree.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
NBA play-in games were rolling on last night. It was the 9-10 games. The Miami Heat defeated the Bulls.
I was not surprised by that.
Nope. And the Dallas Mavericks defeated the Sacramento Kings.
I was surprised by that.
So was that both 10 seeds knocking off the 9 seeds? They have the night off to recover, but then tomorrow night you have the 8 seed play-in. So Heat, Hawks, Mavs, Grizz. Who do you got in the East? Heat or Hawks?
Heat.
Heat. Mavs, Grizz.
Grizz?
Grizzlies?
I don't even feel great. I mean, they're really circling the toilet, but like, is Dallas going to win? I'm surprised Dallas even won last night.
Yeah, I can't really.
I'll go Memphis on that one. Black coat, white shoes, black
hair, Cadillac, yeah. Grab bag.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
We had the Boston Bruins breakup day today. So everybody was cleaning out the old lockers.
Break up the Bruins. I feel like they kind of broke up themselves.
Yeah, they certainly did months ago.
Yeah, really.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were all in the dressing room. Many of them were made available. Don't step on the B while you're in there.
No, heaven
to Betsy. Our own Bridget Prue from the skate pod, she had some quotes and stuff from the thing. I'll read you one from Jeremy Swain.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, I always love hearing from him. He's so relatable.
He was asked about, you know, about physically with the workload this year.
Yeah,
play
yeah.
a lot of games.
Yeah.
Quote, I'm so happy with the way my body felt and the way my mind felt, just being hungry every game, expecting to play. It's a testament to the trainers here and work that we put in to allow my body to maintain that physical load.
Yeah, he... I don't know why.
It's what he said.
I don't know why you got to say
end
it like
quote.
That.
No, yeah. End quote.
I don't know why you said it a certain
that
way.
That was a quote.
But, yeah, no, he just seems a little too happy with his season.
He feels like, did you see what we saw?
Yeah, bro, you played 58 games. I guess. First of all, that's really not even that many games.
Well, your guy Corpy was very upset with how many games he played.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like, I only got 20 to 25 games.
Wait, did he really say that? Oh, yeah, did I win? I couldn't have won that.
Hell yeah, Corpy.
I couldn't have won my Corpy Allmark prediction. That couldn't have gone well for me. I never fact-checked that.
Oh, yeah, let's look at that. Let's get the payoff on that. I mean, that's going to be good.
Let me pull that out.
One
of those teams is in the playoffs.
I got another quote from Jeremy Swayman. Again, thanks to Bridget for posting this. Quote, I take accountability. I wanted to play better. I know that I can play better, and that's something that I can't wait to work on.
Okay. Well, that's something. That's better than the last one.
This team is going to be a lot different next year with what we learned this year, and we have a lot to look forward to.
Nice.
They're going to be a lot better next year, according to Jeremy Swayman. Who was the reason they sucked this year.
Corpy finished with a 290 goals against.
All right, Corpy.
Allmark 267. It's not a huge gap, but advantage Allmark.
Allmark, check.
Allmark 911 save percentage. Corpy 893. So check for Allmark.
Allmark.
And Linus. Ottawa.
Big lean.
Ottawa is a playoff team. Is that what you said, Nick?
They're playing Toronto.
Okay, so there you go. Ottawa in the playoffs, which, I mean, Allmark's been there before. Wake me up when he wins a round.
Yeah. All right. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got
till it's gone? To be in paradise and put up a grab bag.
I don't know if Bill Belichick has some problems down at North Carolina, but I saw the headline today. His quarterback and D lineman, who led the team in sacks last year, are both entering the transfer portal.
So
you think they got one glimpse of Jordan on the field and we're like, all right, we're done with this.
Yeah, they're like, she's stomping around, telling players what to do, sending all these angry, strongly worded emails.
Uh-huh.
No, so I just wondered with the quarterback. And is this they had a quarterback initially in the transfer portal.
Right.
Who Bill got to come back. I think this is a different QB, if I'm not mistaken, but I lost track of the names. I just wonder because they were sniffing around on the QB from Tennessee, who apparently now is going to wind up at UCLA after his power play. I just wonder if because Bill was sniffing around on a quarterback, it scared this other kid off. Uh-huh. That's all I wonder. But I thought Bill was supposed to add talent at North Carolina, not lose it. I thought that was the point.
Right now, I think it's like a push.
But okay. Yeah. They were, I'll keep going.
What kind of monster are you?
Grab back.
Right. Lee Corso retiring. He's going to do one last college game day in August, and then he's going to retire.
So what I very much enjoy Lee Corso. I still, to this day, at least catch the end of game day. I can't sit there and watch it like I used to. Kids got stuff to do.
It's a long show.
It's a long show, and you know, but I used to really sit around watch game day. I enjoyed it. I still enjoy game day, but I still make a point to make sure I catch the end of it. He pops on the little mascot head. I still enjoy it. I would say at this point in time, it is probably time. I
mean,
most of Lee Corso, I mean, Kirk Herbstreit does yeoman's work.
Like,
I mean,
literally, like holds his hand through it.
I mean, he does a lot to keep Lee Corso up there. He's been an institution on Saturdays. I enjoy him. One of my favorite people on TV, in all sincerity.
Oh, wow.
But I would say it's time to go.
Yeah, it is. And they've kind of phased him out a little bit over recent years. I don't know if he does the full 3 hours.
They brought in more McAfee. And McAfee, by the way, that's a good fit for McAfee. There's a lot of – every fiber of my being wants to not like McAfee on that show, but he's quite good on
that
show.
It's probably the best pregame show in the business. I would say that
– You like it better than Inside the NBA?
So, no, I would say Inside the NBA, but that's also halftime. That's postgame. But I would take Inside the NBA first. But they do a little bit of everything. Whereas, like, College Game Day
– Game Day's great.
Saturday, you could set your watch to it. They go through all the picks. They zip around. They change the location. It's a lot. It's a blast. And him putting on the different mascot heads and all that stuff is a good time. But you could see, was it years ago, it was just Fowler, Herbstreit, and Lee. And then it's like, all right, they got to add Desmond. Like, they needed another voice on there. They added McAfee.
They shoehorned in David Pollack for some reason.
Yeah. So they were like, they kind of knew they had to move on. Yeah. But he was great.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
The Giants GM, Joe Shane, who looked like a boob last year in the offseason Hard Knocks with everything with Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
He has said that he would play Travis Hunter both ways. Hmm. So a day after Travis Hunter said, I need to play both ways or I'm going to retire from football, the team that's picking third, no, I know a lot of mocks say he's now going to go two, but just to put a little pressure on Cleveland.
The GM at two.
Yeah.
Andrew Berry came out today and said Hunter, a little like Ohtani, he's outstanding at both. He did say he's envisions him more as a receiver than a corner.
I don't know if Travis is going to like that.
So I don't know if Travis is going to like that either. But now after it became well known that Travis Hunter said, I'd walk away if you don't let me play both ways, the teams picking at two and three have both said,
wow,
we're going to play him on both sides of the ball. My name is Brad.
Our daily check-in, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? Now, the answer is yes. However,
yes, but. Today's a yes, but.
Yes, but.
He basically.
He's been on McAfee for 40 minutes.
He's still on there?
Oh, yeah, yes.
He's still on there.
Yeah. I can't get enough of it. He's been on a long time.
What's going on?
He hasn't said he is signed, but he hasn't said.
Pot meat kettle. But what's going on? Does his face look weird?
We all have weird faces now, Jones. We're all in our 40s now.
I just said not to be that guy, but I understand. You know,
he's got a weird face.
But is something going on? Did he shave? What's going on? Something looks odd with him.
Yeah,
whatever.
He shaved his face.
Is that what it is?
He's wearing a hat.
He's got like an X in the middle of his eyes.
Something going on. But he did say.
Is it Ash Wednesday?
I'm open to anything, attached to nothing. Retirement could still be a possibility.
Okay. Well, if nobody wants you.
He did float the idea that it's not about the money, but he would play for $10 million. I wonder if that was a bit of a trial balloon. Like, somebody give me $10 million, I'll play for you.
Could be.
I wonder if that was going on. But yet, to answer your question, at this point in time, yes, he is still technically a free agent. Yes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. Davion Mitchell, 15 points, 9 assists.
Come on.
DeMar DeRozan, 33 points, 7 rebounds.
They did lose.
A loss, an elimination loss. Anthony Davis, 27-9. Klay Thompson, got the old throwback machine for 23-5.
Nice.
And Tyler Hero, 38-5-4.
I think you got to give it to Tyler Hero, who actually legitimately has had a pretty nice year. Miami has been down. But since they got rid of Butler, he's had a nice year. I'd go Hero.
You can grab my back. You can grab my back.
Top baseball performer from last night, Cal Raleigh.
The big dumper. I got to be.
That's Terps guy, right?
I had a good night in the Dong draft pool league.
Sure.
I had a good night, and I go, let me check. If I closed the gap on Terp at all, no. And then I out loud, I cursed the big dumper when I saw he had two more home runs.
Two more Dongs.
Yeah.
That was the guy Nick wanted, then Terp snagged. Just like, I wanted Kyle Tucker, and he snagged him.
He snaked the whole draft.
He just snagged. It's right.
Terp had the greatest strategy in the Dong pool.
He's cat in the grass. He's listening when everybody wanted.
He took the player everybody else wanted, and he made $20.
He did get $20 from a listener.
And he's winning the league right now.
Yeah, he's dominating.
Shout out Terp.
Aaron Judge, 3-for-3 with a homer. Bryce Harper, 2-for-3 with a homer. A couple of runs batted in. Bailey Falter for Pittsburgh, 7 scoreless, only had 2 Ks. And Chris Bassett, 10 Ks over 5 innings for Toronto.
Let's give it to the big dumper.
Yeah.
A couple home runs.
I think you probably
double
have to.
Double dong and give it to him.
Yeah. I think so.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
off day for the Red Sox, so it could be anybody.
Truly random.
Not playing for any of the teams they're playing today. Okay. So we have an outfielder.
All right.
Who played for six teams in a 17-year career.
Wow.
Montreal, Milwaukee, San Francisco, Atlanta.
Marquise Grissom.
He got it.
Wow. How about that?
Not bad.
L.A. and Cleveland.
How about that? That was pretty good. I'm proud of that one.
Let me tell you a little bit more about Marquise Grissom.
If you could.
To fill time.
Yeah.
He was a two-time All-Star, a four-time Gold Glove winner, won the 1995 World Series, was also the ALCS MVP. He had MVP finishes.
Was he the ALCS MVP?
He was the ALCS MVP. ALCS MVP. Good question. Cleveland? Yeah, Cleveland. 97 Cleveland.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. MVP finishes. 8, 9, 12, and 13.
Dude, Marquise Grissom was good.
He was nasty.
Good player.
He, what's the career high Marquise Grissom steals in a season?
40.
That's your guess?
2.
78.
Wow. Holy smokes.
78.
He was burning up the base pass.
This isn't a random player. This is an all-time great player.
Stud. Stud.
Is this a Hall of Famer? This is a random player.
He is a member of the 2020 club. He never hit more than, 23
home
runs.
After the 78, what was his next highest season? Did he swipe that many
76?
Bags? Wow.
So this he started his career 22.
No wonder I knew those teams. The second I heard those teams, I'm like, that's him.
Dude, he had 429 steals.
He is him.
Grissom was nasty.
Wow. Okay, I was way low on the 40 steals. My bad.
Wow.
He was.
Sheepers, creepers. That's a lot of swipes.
Ellie De La Cruz before Ellie De La Cruz. He was out there swiping 70 plus. Didn't even know it. Good for him.
That is awesome.
Okay, random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the great. Good luck beating that one. It's
got
to be.
In 2011, he got 0.7% of the Hall of Fame vote. Were they sleeping on Marquise Grissom, these guys?
Wow, so he was.
Oh, let's vote Scott Rowland in, but let's keep Marquise Grissom. It's not even a single vote for Marquise Grissom.
You know what? That's a good thing. That's a good thing to add to the random ball player. It's because, like,
votes?
Some of them are going to get, like, some of these guys we talked about, I bet, have gotten random Hall of Fame votes.
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow.
He sure did.
1 year and off the ballot? That's all he got.
He is 60th all-time in stolen bases.
Wow, Marquise
seems
Grissom
like he should be higher.
Get him in the hall.
Yeah.
Get him. Notorious.
Maybe that's what kept him out.
Notorious small hall guys. But
I am a small hall guy, but Marquise Grissom is in there.
Let's get him in the hall. There you go. That's the grab bag. Our random baseball player of the day, I should say, in the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keith.